He indicated a pair of wide doors in the rear wall, big enough for a cart to get through. Then he fumbled in his apron and produced a large keyring. The padlock on the gate was big and shiny and new. "You are afraid of theft," said Angua.
"No, lady, that's unfair," said Igneous. "Someone broke the old lock when they pinched some stuff 3-4 months ago."
"Disgusting, isn't it?" said Angua. "Makes you wonder why you pay your taxes, I expect." In some ways, Igneous was a lot brighter than, say, Mr. Ironcrust. He ignored the remark.
"It was just stuff,"
he said, ushering them towards the open gate as speedily as he dared. "Was it clear they stole?" said Cheery.
"It don't cost much, but it's the principle of the thing," he said. "It beat me while they bothered. It come to something when half a ton of clay can just walk out the door."
Angua looked at the lock again. "Yes, indeed," she said distantly. The gate rattled shut behind them. They were outside, in an alley. "Fancy anyone stealing a load of clay," said Cheery. "Did he tell the watch?"